For sure, Sophie Marie. The goal of Chabura first is to learn Halacha Lamaisa. We learn the Sugyas Bekitzer. We focus on Halacha, Tur Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, Taz, Magarvam, Mishneh Berurah, Bi'Halacha Shaar Tzion. Therefore, at the end of Berach every month, we're going to have a test on the page. Off the page is not the test. However, obviously, to make Halacha Lamaisa, it's very important to everyone to get their own Sefer, to make a kinyan upon it. Whether it's the Archa Shabbos, or the Simcha Banim, or a Banner, or the Chodashani, Kudayma, they're all wonderful Sfarim to make it practically Halacha Lamaisa. Remember the Sugya of Shabbos. The idea of Muksar is probably the most Negeah Sugya Negeah to the end of Shabbos practically. That means most of us are not exactly in the kitchen, whether we're Bochur or married. And the things that we do all the time, people move things. So the question is basically, what the Kol Mugdarim through this man Negeah to the Sugya of Muksar? To be makdim, the chashivas of learning muksa, the Beis Yosef starts off in that dumb over here. He ends off after going through the sugya of muksa. He says, "Now I'll explain the Torah." Va'oz toven yiras Hashem, v'das kedoshim timtze. Now we'll understand the yiras Hashem. Interesting words in that dumb. Now we'll understand the yiras Hashem. The Beis Yosef in the end of the siman, close on the siman, brings down a Yerushalmi in Tainus that says that Torah Shimon was destroyed. One reason is brought down because they were meschakim b'chador. They played with a ball on Shabbos. Played with a ball. It says of Chaim No, the Ksoyz HaShulchan. He says, "Vadvom neikvim v'yoidim anatohim lesboidim ad heichen negia koyach k'dusha shol Shabbos HaKadosh." Explaining playing with the ball on Shabbos is the issa of muksa. That's the reason why it should be ulcer. And that was Gurim, the destruction of Tor Shimon. It gets involved the k'dusha of Shabbos, how far we take it. How far we have to realize the Indian, it can destroy Mamash Tor Shimon over here. The Shloh, the Shnei Luch Zabris, he gets involved giving Musa to people. Now he says to give Musa to Shufti Roshoyah, that we're not discussing. Giving Musa to people who are Betim Yiras Hashem, people who are Yiras Hashem, however, they do not know certain halachas. The Yoidim Shloh, somewhere Naim will call Protein Yonim upon everything. The example, he says, example, the idea of people do not know the idea of Muksa. People could be Yer Shemayim, and to give him Musa, daf learning the Sugya Muksa to keep the locks in the gate to Shabbos. The Yaris Dvash, Yerushin Eibshitz, the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Dagdomo. He says, "E Efsher, Klal B'Metzias, Yinotim Issa Shabbos. Unless you learn the locks of Shabbos, Al Hatev, you have to learn the locks very well." We go to Yaris Dvash, numerous times he focuses on the Sugya Muksa. That means he starts off with Chelik Aleph and Josh Beis. He says people have to learn Aruch Chaim uprat dine mukso. He gets involved in Josh Yud Zayin. He says people have to be zor very careful in the Hilchos Shabbos. They get involved in Koshke, they in the mukso. People don't know it happens all the time. In the Chelik Beis and Josh Aleph, he gets involved in the Sugya Muksa, how chomer it is kein in Kishal Torah. In Josh Hay, he writes, "Oili, vaili b'chil Shabbos. Even they told you not know certain halachas," he says, "Ubiichud dina muksa." So we see this concept of muksa. The Sfarim is trying to stress the importance of learning the sugya to know practically what to go do. The Mincha Shabbos brings down from the Sfarim Hakadoshim that the Rav Chil on Shabbos is chesaron yadir mitzad the sugya total muksa. If you know the sugya muksa, you'll save yourself from Rav Chil on Shabbos. This is known in the story brought down numerous places about the Goyin. Different Nuchsois had to bring down the story. Summing down that either he or his wife, they moved a klipa, a shell on Shabbos. And the Goyin fainted. So either, the story brings down, either his wife or his mother went over to the klipa and ate it. Ah, it's Royal Achilles, not Muxel. So he got revived. But the Goyin fainted when a person, either him or his wife, moved the case of Muxel. Now, what exactly does that mean? Explain how Pidach Sam Sofer, in Torah Smoisha, and Pashtun Tzavim. He writes over there, the Yisoid of Torah Mitzvah is Chayvus Levavis, and the Chukim of Etzim in Yonah Atevo. He says, what is Muksa like? He compares it. Muksa is either when a person moves Muksa, Kilu Sarfu Gacheles. If a coal burns you, when you get burnt by coal, you faint. Kapashtus. The idea of Muksa, you have to realize, you're playing with fire, literally. And it burns you, you faint over here. So with this akdomo, that's very choshev to learn halachas, it's a chi negeah b'shabbos, it's mamash to the hoyim, can destroy Torah Shimon. With that, now let's start learning the sugya. nor a hetiv hetiv, and taka be saved from Roy Chilul Shabbos over here. Where's the makor for muksa? So the idea of muksa, the word is from the lashon of kates, the lashon of either the end or the edge. Someone's mekatzadas. He pushes his mind away from something. You have a case of a kli that's chasarin kis, you push your mind away from it. A muksa machmas gufa, you have a case of a rak, you push your mind away from it. We have different types of muksas out there. That's lashon of muksa. The Beis Yosef says we have 6 muksas. Tversel starts off with 8 muksas. The Miri and Beyer brings down we have 50 different muksas over here. Different types of muksas, how to go count it. But where's the makor for muksa? There's a Gemara Pesachim and Daf Zayin. The Gemara says muksa deraisahu. Says the Gemara in yes. Why will a pasuk and pashut boy? Vayu biyam hashishi v'chino shavu. You have to have things prepared for Shabbos. If you don't have something that's caught for Shabbos, you don't have something that's mechuber that is connected for Shabbos. The Gemara starts with saying you're even iser deraisa v'chino. The Gemara goes on further. Vazora, we know the Vazora from Malay Sasa Kol Malacho. Therefore, there's a Rashi in Bein Daf Beis and Beis in the Sugya of Chana de Rabba. He writes that muksa is deraisa. The Shultz brings down that the muksa is deraisa. Asad Hashani places an Erevim and Daf Lam Neches and then Beyah Daf Dalet. He says, Pelon Rashi, muksa deraisa. But what do you want to say? That's only the Gemara's Havamina. Maybe even Rashi himself is saying only the Havamina, not the Maskono. And Tosis says about the muksa de Rabbanon. That's Beker, how the Ba'ag, the Miri, and the Rishonim say muksa de Rabbanon. Come on, the Achronim, and they point out Hashus and Machlokes Rashi and Tosis is you have to realize the negate to muksa are two separate inyanim. The signal muksa of when you have an object that you want to eat, you want to mishamish, you want to use. Then there's a signal muksa of being metaltal, of moving it, not to come to go use it. So the third inyan of negia, touching muksa, that Beker is mutter, except for a certain time when it might be also, but that clearly not touch muksa. Says the Chassam Soif and the Achronim, the whole machlokes Rashi and Tosfos negate to muksa v'chino shaviu is only negate to the sugya being mishamish, achila to go use it. The total muksa, that avada, is not a sugya of deraisa. That avada is only chazal will gaze upon it, not to move it. What the reasons are, we'll get to with the bialach being example from the Beis Yosef, 4 different reasons. That means the idea the Gemara says in the Hamino, according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, might be the maskono, that muksa is deraisa, that's only negate to the sugya of achila and shimosh. Not negate the sugya of tiltul. If so, where's the makor of tiltul muksa? Chazal didn't ask it. So, Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll get to the sugya on Shabbos, Daf Kufchav Gimel Beis. The Gemara brings down the Bemein Nechemya, it came along and it brings down a pasuk that Beyom Hahimo Arisa Behuda, Nechemya Sor and Yehuda and Klal Yisol, Drachem Gases Shabbos, they're pressing grapes on Shabbos, even the Rimais, and they're carrying things. Therefore, Nechemya was Goyzel Muksa. You have to realize, when Klal Yisrael relaxed upon things, then the Gdolim make Gzeris. Today it seems to be a little bit Fakarit. When people relax, let's try to find coolers. The Chemin is Fakarit. When Klal Yisrael relaxed upon things, we made a Gzeris not to move it, if you won't press grapes, if you won't carry things on Shabbos. They made a Gzeris over here. So the Chol Makor Shaboy, Gemara and Mefor Shaboy, is from the Chemin. There's another Sugyo. The Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Lama of Beis, you do it in Gesugyo. That Dov HaMelech passed away on Shabbos. And Shlomo sent to the Beis Medrash 2 different questions. The Gdolim, what to go do? Number one, he says, Abba Meis, Hamotu v'chamo. My father is in the sun. Chamo, can I go move him on Shabbos? A sugyo mukso. Shlomo is asking, can I move Dov HaMelech on Shabbos? The second question is, Klovim shall base Abba Ro'ovim. The dogs of my father are hungry. And we have Nevelis over here, a Nevelis mukso. So we see, when was mukso already around? From Dov v'Shlomo. The Gemara answers, negate the case of Nevelas and Muksa. Says, no, go feed it the Klovim, no problem. Negate the Sugya of your father, is it Muksa? It's amazing. The Gemara says, yes, you have to move it, either kick of a tunic, and we'll have to get to that Sugya one that's so. The Gemara ends up with a famous statement, a Kelev Chai is better than someone who's a Rimeis. Don't melch the Meis, a Kelev Chai is even better than that. But we see over here, we have a Sugya ready on Muksa before Nechemya. We have a Sugya Muksa from Dovin and Shlomo. So the Achronim want to speak out, because I'm sorry for the Graz, we'll have to get more involved in this Indian. There are different types of muksas out there. There's a muksa that Be'etzim has zero use. A mace, a rock. The things Be'etzim have no use. Muksa machmas gufoy. Something like that already if we see from Dovin and Shlomo. It's not a kli, nothing. Mashenkin came on the chemi of things in our kalim, but might be chesaron kis, might be klishul machtel iser. The getting things that are kalim that have a use, just you want to limit it for whatever its reason is. That's what Nechem L'chor came along to make a gezeira upon it. That means, true, we have different makaris for the Rabbalon, either from Dov or Shloimo, that's something that's a rak. Mashaykin Kalim, that's a Vizman Nechem Yo. It has use, that's why it's mutter. So it's nothing. It's not even muksel. It's not muksel. The question was, is it a rak? Is it a veil? And Terry says, it's not muksel. But as they point out, who is even an earlier makor that Klai Yisrael kept the idea of muksa. By the sugya of Shabbos HaGadol, the Zilavush and Siman Tov Lamed, he brings down, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol for? So he brings down our Pi Medrash that the mitzvah Masur, that Klai Yisrael took a seah inside the house, and the mitzvah is, why are you doing that for? And he said, very simple, because the Bechari Mitzrayim will get killed, Bechari Yehudim will get saved. So the Bechari Mitzrayim went over to Paroi and told Paroi, let the Yidden go. We're going to die over here. And Paroi said no. So led to a civil war. And the Bechari of Mitzrayim went and fought with the Mitzrayim. And therefore, being down the Pasuk, the Mak of Mitzrayim of Bechariim, says Lavosh, meaning the Bechari were fighting with the Mitzrayim. Led to civil war. Says Lavosh, Maisef saw that Shabbos HaGadol should be in unison. What's the Miyuchan on Shabbos? Why Shabbos HaGadol? It's unison 4 days beforehand. He says, because the Mitzvah saw that the Yidin will be metatu with a Seh on Shabbos. A Baal Chai on Shabbos. How could a Yid have a Baal Chai on Shabbos? Explains the Prima Godim, Muksa. The Yidin kept Muksa already in Mitzrayim. And that's what led to Shabbos HaGadol. That's his side of here. Explains the Prima Godim, why the Klai Yisrael keep this idea of Muksa? He says, from Avraham Avinu. He already knew they kept all the mitzvahs, even in the case of Erev Tavshilim, even in the case of Rabbonans. And therefore, the idea of Muksa is really a mini kadmon from Klai Yisrael, ready back to Mitzrayim, to Shabbos HaGadol. It is a massive chiddush. The Achronim point out the chur idea that the others kept the mitzvahs, the chur idea of Yechidei Skula, not the tzibur. Boy, those who want taina, the Ramban that says Dafkin Eretz Yisrael, not the Chutz Loretz, is the case of Chutz Loretz. We already have a Levush, a Prima Gomer explains that the idea of Muksa is ready from the Zman of Mitzrayim. So it comes out again, the Makor for the idea of Muksa. Ashel negate v'tereis d'abon on his Rashi and Toysius, that's only negate achila and tashmish. Negate the sugya of Tiltul v'adis d'abon. Certain times it's from the Chemio, certain times from Dovim and Shlomo, already a minute from the Zman Mitzrayim. When you learn the sugya of Muksa, numerous times you come across the Machloikis of Huda and of Shimon, if there's a din of muksa on Shabbos at all. Rabbi Yehuda says there's muksa on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon said there is no muksa. How come Shimon said there's no muksa? We have Nechemio. We have Dovin and Shlomo. How can you say there's no muksa? Well, let's go further. We pass like Rabbi Shimon, there is no muksa on Shabbos. If so, what exactly are we learning? There's no muksa on Shabbos. We pass in that way. So again, we have to go through this man and point out. And bet him there are numerous muksas that we don't pass in, which those that do pass in. They point out the Miri says there are 50 muksas. True, there might be 50, but not all of them we paskin like. That means you do not paskin muksa machmas iser. And we hold there is no iser nailed on Shabbos. And we hold klishim lak iser mutla tsar gufay makoimoy. And we hold muchla adam is muchla klovim. Masha enkein, we'll hold there's a sugya basis. We'll hold a sugya mukhubber. We'll hold a muksa machmas gufay. Chsar and kiss, mingidis katsoy. That means we have to go through the simin of here, the idea, the council of muksa, the different ones, some we do hold of and some we don't hold of. Now once we have the sugya muksa that we're saying very clear is the din d'rabbanan, why was Chazal Geizer this din d'rabbanan over here for? So now we see the Mishnah and the Akdoma to Simon Shinches, according to the Beis Yosef, that there are four reasons, three in the Rambam, one in the Ravid. The first reason Rambam brings down is upon what we end off last man, a pasuk in Yeshayo. The Ishaya says the Licha of Shabbos should not be like the Licha of Chol. The Dibur of Shabbos, where you speak in Shabbos, should not be like the Dibur, like you speak during the week. Kal v'chomer, the Tiltul of Shabbos, should not be the same thing how you metaltul during the week. And therefore, mitzad ha-sugya of L'man Yenuach, we should not be metaltul things in Shabbos. Kal v'chomer. Now, I have to realize, who is Goyze Muksa? Nechemio. Yishaya l'chor is beforehand. If it's a real Kal v'chomer, then who is Goyze Muksa? Yishaya. The Pashas, what it means is Nechemio extrapolated from Yeshaya this concept to make this idea of a Kal v'chomer, and he was going to the end of Muksa over here. Mais when you learn the halacha in the end of last month, Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Aleph, the Torah brings down one reason, this reason on the Rambam, the idea of muksa, why is it also for? Misal Sugim Kalu Chaymer, if Dibur is also, and the Licha is also, therefore the Torah went from Siman Shin Aleph, Licha, Dibur, Siman Shin Vavs, and Zayin, and that's why muksa is the next Sugi over here, has the flow in the Shulchan Aruch, says the Torah, Kalu Chaymer, once we had the Licha and Dibur Shabbos, Siman Shin Ches, now the Sugi of Kalu Chaymer, muksa on Shabbos. Now the Mishmur bring down, by Seisiv, the Rambam, two other reasons. Why didn't other reasons for? We have a very good reason over here. Says the Prima Godim, one very simple nafkimino. We know da bedover, deeper is osir, but mokim mitzvah, myself be motor. Mimsa chetzcha, chetzidach, but chetzishemaim is motor. So maybe we'll have a head to my mokso, but mokim mitzvah. Therefore, we need other reasons to come along to say we won't have the head to mokim mitzvah. Therefore, come along the Rambam, says the second reason why mokso is osir, because you might have this kli that's made for isir, you come to metalkalit, you might come to use it, but mokim isir. Exero achoka otto the isser of using it on Shabbos. You might kick the hammer and bang the nail, or even the isser of bain over here. So you have this exero mitzvah, you might come to lead to a sugi of isser. A third reason the Rambam comes along and says, there are certain people who are not bali umnes, people who are batalim, tayolim, they don't really do anything during the week that can differentiate between the concept of Shabbos versus the idea of Yimechol. Then we came along and made the idea of muksa, metatl, the seats, please. It came along and it made a gzeira over here, make Shabbos nikeres, that Shabbos is different than the Yimechol over here. So we have three reasons in the Rambam. The Rebbe comes along as a kasha upon the Rambam, and that's if you look in the Siman Shin Aleph, the Bach has the same kasha upon the Torah. It says, "Basim lo the sugan kufchav dalam and beis," which we'll get to Bezer Hashem. He writes over there, the chur, the sugi over here of the Issa of Total Mukta is exero otto the sugi of Itzah. Rashi and Bein Daflam, Dafid Beis and Daflam and Zayim brings it down the way. A sugi exero otto, a sugi, a different idea, mitzad idea of Itzah. They ask the question, mitzad Itzah, so why is the chasar and kiss also? Only, a Mukta Makhus Guvay also, every cliche malach de lehetta should be also, alta sugi of Itzah. You might come to carry it outside. So Rashi in Beya asks the question. Rashi says, you're not going to be great upon things that Tzibur in the Chol Bo. The Tzibur can be Machma Chzornkis, can be Machma Mokhsa Machma Skufay, but Kli Heter, you know, Shabbos, we can be, make Zeres, the Tzibur cannot be Oimid upon it. The question you have to answer, so the Maestro arrives, is going to Rambam, wanting these three reasons, the Gemara Kamungan says, a reason, it's how the Sukkah writes all. So Mark Mishnah has his two Turotsim, the way the people got him, by the Psych, but also answers very simple, Nafkamin is Yontif. Yontif, there's no Issa Ritzah. Mitoich, Beisil. So you have to come to other reasons. Mitzah, so you give Yontif anyway. That's what you need other reasons for. So we have four reasons over here, and this form like bring down the fifth reason. There's a Chayodom, a Fekiyam. There's a Smachto. Just like we know the Issa of Echina Shavu, Mitzah, Issa Tiltul, the Issa of Shimush, Issa Achila. You also have an in of Tiltul, a Smachto, also give Echina. So because these are the reasons why Chazal or Geizah that didn't do Rabban over here. So he went through the Makar and went through the time over here. The Nafkmina obviously is, what's the loch of the gate of Sugyo or Muksa that you must subak about? Not sure. Is this thing Muksa or not? So we have a Gemara in Bayer Dafkim of Bayes, it says by safe case of a Rabbanon, Sov Rabbanon Kulo, a case of the Raisa, Sov Raisa Lachumro. Therefore, Lachur, what we came out by now, or should come out, very simple, the whole Makar, the whole Sugyo over here is Rabbanon. If you must topic, you learned through the sugya, you learned it well, not something you're not more, so no. You know the sugya, you came out, machlag yapoisim, what to go do over here, the cloud should be solved up on the kula, you should be listening to machlokal. And Betzem is a Rosh, and Beya, and Parakimel, what time of the Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Yod, his cause is a muksa chetzi Shabbos and not, he's not sure he ends off, since muksa drop on him, will be Michael. There's Rosh, and Chel Gimel, what time of the Beis Yosef, Reisha, and Tess, the Gemoisi Boydli, if Shato, therefore, negate the muksa, will be Michael. The Shach and Kloli Svek Svekel in Simon Kuf Yod, he writes over there in Sivkot and Yud Ches, goes to when do we say to Mekel Nirabonon? He says anything that the Ikram Nirabonon, like Mokso, Sov Dabonon, will be Mekel over here. Kivegar, the Chayodom, the Archa Shulchan, and the Ilmai Sumo saw the Shayat Sin in Simon Shin Tess, he has a question to get to the Suga of Bosses, something that Agam was put one top of another. Is it Nichol the Suga of Bosses? He says, well, myself, here's a case of Dabonon Mokso, the Shayim Lokal. A core person should be Mekel, once we understand the whole build-up of the idea of Muxus from the Rabbanon, you should be listening to Mekel local. Oh, so the shaila is, the Chori can ask from three different avenues. One he can ask, as the Moshe Rabbeinu is asking, the sugya of Dom Shishla Matirim. That means there's a sugya in Yodei at Simukov Beis, but we're down numerous times in Hilchos Shabbos over here, that there's something that is, for example, an egg is born on a chicken laid an egg on Yontif. Lochas Neilid, Mokso. Let's say Masupik, if an egg was Neilid on Yontif. Masupik, not sure. So the Gemara writes, we're telling Lochal Maisa very clear in Simon Shinchov Beis by us. It's a suffix of a Dovah Sheish Lamatir. That means since Sunday the Maisa will be Motor, Monday will be Motor, it's not Moksin Sunday, Monday. Mashabbos the Maisa is Osir. By the Klal of the Balakula, we do not say on Dovah Sheish Lamatir. Things will have a heter. We won't say Savda Balakula. So now the question is, how do you look at Moksa? Moksa is Moksa on Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is Mutter, and then Shabbos is Muksa again. By this egg that's born on Shabbos, next Shabbos is Mutter. It's always going to be Mutter for the rest of its life, Sunday and onwards. Muksa is going to be Mutter, Chayzev and Esser. Mutter, Chayzev and Esser. Is that Nichola Sugar Dovishish Lamatirim? And if it will not say the Klal of Savda Abal Lukulo, because why eat a Be'issa, eat a Be'heter? Or say, no, forget it. It's not nichel together of those yishuv matirim. How do you look at something that's chayzev and nest over here? Good question. I might have three ways to answer this. One is you have to realize the whole idea of those yishuv matirim to be machmer is only the sofik says the paiskim if it's the metzias. Not sure when the egg was laid, but let's say the sofik paiskim or likes them sack plukta. He says 100% motir. He says 100% aser. It's Shabbos. Come along with Kivega, numerous Pashkin point out that we know for sure one of the heals otherwise. That's a suffix in Psak. And Psak La Dafka, we say the cloud, Dosh Yishu Lamatirim. Why? It's not that he holds Usr today and Mutter tomorrow. The Mekilim holds its Mutter right now. It's always Mutter right now. And therefore, come along with Achorim and say we do not say the cloud, Dosh Yishu Lamatirim, the suffix Klukhtu, which comes out numerous times in Muksal. That's Aleph. Second, the idea of Dovah Shishla Matirim, do you say by Chayzev and Esar? Ramon speaks out this question. Ramon Simakur Beis, Siv Dalet. He brings down two sheetahs over there. The Shach brings down the Machlokes Harei Paskin, Torah Chatzis versus Yom Shleimo. And numerous Paskin Paskin, we do not call Dovah Shishla Matirim. Three, we learn the Sugyo. The seats, please. The seats. I took a shower. Number three is that when you learn the sugya Dovah Shishla Matirim, the case is an egg. There's a known as shita of the tzlach. Tzlach says Dovah Shishla Matirim means something they can only use one time. So why use it on Shabbos? Eat on Sunday the egg, eat on Monday the egg, eat on Tuesday, but you only can eat it one time. But let's say there's certain things they can use numerous times. That means, is this clean mux or not? I can use it on Shabbos, and I can use it on Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday. You know, a bunch of times. There, what's the question? Why do a be'issa do a be'hata? You know why? I lost out my shamshus be'issa. I lost out, not like an egg I can only do one time, here or here. If I could do something 100 times, then I'm going to be machman Shabbos, and I only did 98 times. I lost out my shamshus over here. Therefore, with Sadhisik Dovish Matirim to be machma on Shabbos, that wants it not by itself, Chukto, not by something that's negeo to the idea of using numerous times. Right? It's not that simple. That's one very good point. Do we say this klal over here? A second point, do we say Savda Balukulo? Do we say that Lechat Chilo? Beardover. Svirus Oimer right now. It says Meshavu and Simitov Paites. Roy Poiskim say it didn't do Rabbonon. Again, those ones say it's Deraiso. On the Tzadis de Rabbonon, can we Lechat Chilo count Bein Hashmoshes? Rabbanon, Savda Lekulo, Benesh Moshes, Savi Yoyim, Savi Glayel, let's Lechat Chila go count. Says the Mishabura, Savda Lekulo is B'dieven, not Lechat Chila. Don't do that. Those one time of salt, learn the Sugyam Mokso, Machlaikis, Lechat Chila to go Mokso where? Even Mesopek, Mimachmer, Savda Lekulo is only B'dieven, not Lechat Chila. On that point also, Kamal Vachoinim, they say, Yesh Loda, maybe the staff can see us, not a Machlaikis pluk to Mok Vachoinim. A third reason to Mefakvik is that the Makor for Muksa, those ones say, again, we said it before the Chayodom, is a Smachta Kor V'chino Sho'aviyu. Besim the Taisi Shonim on the page in Gimel Beis and Beyo, brought down by the Mashah over there, and Pirugon brings down numerous times. Now he discusses that he wants to tie in a Muksa since a Smachta Akro, the Pasuk is the Raisa, something a Smachta Akro as a Gedeva the Raisa. For example, a person, you have to check your Shabbos, check your parents' Erev Shabbos. So those who say B'mam Likin, at the end says, it's a mitzvah to go check your pants, and there's something inside your pocket. What are you checking your pants for? What are you checking your clothing for? Two reasons, says the Mishnah Berurah. What you might be carrying. Right, so, let's say you live in a place that has an Erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah, second reason, because you might have Muksa. Muksa. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah, so you might have Muksa. Muksa, Savak Drabban Lukula. Let's be Mekel. Why are we telling the people that a Chiev, a mitzvah to go check if you have Muksa inside your pocket? Savak Bon Lukula. Says the Prima Gadam, three Tirotsim. One, he says, Eshul Verbekal. Well, Psochim Dav Dalam Alf, my not Kamila Shiloh. Very simple, check your pockets, what's the big deal? You don't say Savak Bon Lukula once Bekal. A second thing he says, you're welcome to have Muksa inside your pocket. What Shabbos, you wore that suit. You wrote the Victoria, you put a pen inside your pocket. You went and you bought La Malko, so you put money inside your pocket, struggle. A third thing he says, you know why? A smachtakro. Brings down the masho, brings down the place you shot him. Something a smachtakro is a get of the rice, and some of the rice, so luchumro, who did my muksa, sov luchumro. So this is a third avenue where I can argue the point, say muksa luchumro. Meister, look at the Mishabu and simulation base, he brings down this primogonomous question. He brings down only two of the three towards him. He brings down the aspect of struggle. Eshuvu Bekal. Sounds like he went to the Geder, not the way to get the Muksa. The Loch is like the Rashba, the Rosh brought down Beis Yosef, Chach Batod Arach HaShulchan, subbed up on Lekul over here. So again, just to Messiah, this Chelik over here, Negetu, Muksa went to Makor in the Taimim, Nafkamini is subbed up on him. The Chor come out, that even though there are three reasons to argue the point why, by Muksa to be Machma subbed up on him, the Chumma, Ida Dalshish to Matirim, or Kesed Natu Lechadchilo, or Mitzah the Sugya Smachtakro, the Maisa most times will come out, there's a Shalom Plukto, Machlaikis, and therefore the Halacha is like the Mishgur says, Sovig, a person should be Mekel. Now, Vada again, that's only after you learn the Sugyo. And the Vada also is understood that people have different levels how to deal with a year of Shemaim or than Hoggis, and the Vada Tlachatkila might be better to be Machmer. But the technical Kalei Pesach will come out, Sovig Abon Lukula, once you learn the Sugyo, Machlaikis, that place, a person can be Mekel. To go through our sugya, we have a Mishnah, Daf Kuchav Beis and Beis, Per Kol HaKelim. The Mishnah starts off, Kol HaKelim Nitolam B'Shabbos, Valseim Imoim. All Kelim, a person has can move on Shabbos, you can move the door with it. Now the first question is, the Mishnah starts off, you can move the box, you can move the door, even though the door is connected. Of course, you can move the box. Of course, you can move the door. What's the Chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah? See there, the Piskei Rit says, there's no Kiddush, it's Akka the Sefer, when the door is disconnected, discussing when the door is disconnected. Or the way how the Ritva says, you might think you have to disconnect the door. Or Tosef Kedoshim says a little bit more, that saying the side of the Heter in the Sefer is called as part of the door of the Reisha. That's why you're saying the Reisha for, telling the side of the Heter. Fine, so we have the first case of the Mishnah, when it's connected, it can move the door. The second case of the Mishnah, Shesparku, the door comes off. Says the Gemara, whether the door came off on Shabbos or Yimechol, the loch is you have a right to metaltal the door. That means you have a case of dalsa kelim versus dalsa bayis. The door comes off the idea of a box of any cabinet over here. That's a kli. You let him move this door over here. Now to understand what this means exactly, you really have to contrast it versus two other sugyas. How to apply the klolim. Taisan Kufra Bez and Bez brings down the Sugya on Kufra Dalv and Bez. The Mishnah. The Mishnah over there says, Kola Kelim Nitolim B'Shabbos. You can move any Kelim on Shabbos. And then when they break, Shireim Nitolim Imam. When it breaks, it can move also the broken pieces. Says the Mishnah when? The Chumash says, which Roy Me'im Malacho. And Rehuda says, Me'im Malachtom. The way we pass like the Chumim. The Loch is when a person, let's say he has a vase. The vase breaks. The vase comes with different pieces over here of glass. In those days, they would use the glass as a bottle cap. Since it's roif, the pieces are not muksa. But let's say the broken pieces has zero use, then the pieces are on the maisel muksa. So we have one mishnah, dalsa kalim, you can move the door. We have a second sugya, a shiva kalim, that can you move the broken pieces? It depends if it's roif, me'im, malacha. We have a third sugya that we saw last month. We were talking about the Mechaba and Simen Shin Yud Gimel Simchas. That when a person has a bench or a tanner, let's take a bench, where one or two legs fell off, the halacha is a person cannot move not the leg and not the bench on Shabbos, because you might attach one to another. Shem Yataka. Therefore, the leg is muksa. Lechor, we have three cases where things got broken, disconnected. They have three separate halachas. Obviously, there are three different mitzvahs over here. We have to contrast what the differences are. So let's take each case over here. That means first we have Dasa Kalim. The halacha is you have a right to move the door, but you cannot connect the door to Shem Yataka. We have Shivre Kalim, that's muksa, less me'im halacha. And we have the sugya of a safsel, the one leg came off. The halacha is it's osim metautel at all. Not that you allow metautel, just don't attach it. Kim metautel at all. One halacha in Sivches, Sivtes, our sugya, Dasa Kalim. One halacha in Sivvav, that's Shivre Kalim. One halacha by us, Sivtes Zayin, by the case of a safsel. What exactly are the differences to understand? What is our case over here? Full. So first, take one case. We have, again, the sugya over here when you have Shema Yataka by the sugya of a door that came off a box. The halacha is you can move the door, but you cannot attach the door. Yet we have a case of a safsel where the leg came off, Shema Yataka, and therefore you cannot even move the leg. The question is, what is the difference between a bench that you can't move the leg and a box that you can move the door, but you can't attach it? So come along the Achorim and say the simple understanding, the chilik is, by the box is wonderful. Has a use. Mashenki, the bench, missing a leg, the bench has no use. So if you come to move the bench or the leg, you have exer shemi yataka. That means that our sugya of tes, dalsa akele means when the box itself has a use. The box has to have a use, l'moshol. Let's say the handle fell off the door of a kli. The door can be used. That's the case of Dalsar Kalim. Person has a watch. The band fell off. Can you use a watch without the band? A lot of people take their watch out of the pocket without the band. So what is that? It's not the case of a safsel that cannot be used. It's the case of our sugya, Dalsar Kalim. The watch is wonderful. And therefore the band that fell off on, let's say on Shabbos, chush not be a case, it's mukso. You have a fan. Let's call a fan klishimach leto that's going on Shabbos. You go to the dormitories, numerous screens are not attached to the fan. They fall off on Shabbos. So now, the screen that fell off on the floor, is that muksa or not? L'chor is a case of das zakli. That the fan over here is a wonderful fan, people use it. The thing that fell on the floor, you want to pick it up and move it. Sounds like Shabbos should get a das zakli over here. No isef total over here. Mashenkein, a person, what's happened to me, I was making kiddush, and also the leg of my table fell off. I'm holding the table, and I was like, what to go do now? That luchur, you take your hand away, it falls. That's a case of safsel. We'll have to learn the lochas of what to go do in that situation in Sivta Zayin. What to go do, but luchur to move the leg to the table, a sugya muks over here. You can discuss interesting cases. A stroller has four wheels. One wheel falls off. Can you use a stroller with three wheels? How do you look at that? Is that a case of Dalsal Kalim or Safsal? The wheel fell off. It's on the street. Your wife says, put it on the side or bring it home. I want to fix it tonight. Is a wheel a Maisa Mukso? I think the Ulam will understand, the simple understanding, a stroller with three wheels is like a bench with three legs. I can put it sideways or make sure these kids do it with three wheels. It can be used that way. I think they understand it's the Chalengeda of a Safsal. And therefore, the core of the stroller and the wheel is attached to the Mukso. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman, and I'll be Ashiv and Choshoni Shmir Shabbos. Might say it's Muksa, it's Safsal. A gum with Istein Fisher, Lindishlaim Meir Sharm. He says, what do you mean? Avadi can use it. Dalsa Kalim. People use it on two wheels. What's the big deal over here? It's a Shigal Das question. How far do you understand the seaside over here? Pasha, I think the Ilm he'll argue, not like you're saying again, you could be like Dain Fisher. No, you can lean against, again, they were sitting upon it, they can lean against the wall. You can.
That's a
no, that's the question. You move it. Are you allowed to move it? Can you move the... Fine, same thing.
The question, can I
move the table against the wall? I'm not creating anything. I'm not doing anything. That's the question. Can I move the bench against the wall? Can I use the Tana? That's the question. Can I go use it without?
Say more. The leg falls off. The little thing is broken. This is
the question. Another example. Your wife's walking the street. The heel of a shoe comes off. Now what? What's that? Is that safsol? Is that dalsakli? Pashas is safsol. Then what to go do? Good question. Do you say you watch the wing? You walk home with it. Take it off. What is it exactly? A person will not wear a shoe without the heel.
But it still works.
The fact that a bench can be used against the wall and still is muksa. But the most thing it can be used. Still don't move it. Shemi and Taka. Another case you can start arguing about. You have a broom that a stick came off from the brush. So now, what exactly is that? If the only reason can you use a brush by itself and it cleaves here, there with the stick that came off is not muksa? Well, no, the only way you do that because you know the option, you might use it, but at some, about you reattach it. I see the Shmir Shabbos, Shalmi Yudo, the Archa Shabbos, and Vata. That's the case of Adal Sakli. Not a Safsal. About the case of Muksal here. And therefore, you have to know what the Klomar, you have to know the Sugyo of Safsal. What to go do on Shabbos, can you use the broom or not? Maybe argue the point. But my sister, we have one Yisari, the Chor from our Sugyo, one is our Sugyo. The thing left behind that's broken has a use. That's a simple understanding. It has to have a use. The box has a use. The watch has a use. Something has to have a use. It does not have a use. A normal, I think, standard use. That's a sugya of safsal. You have to learn the column over there. What to go do. The second question we asked, what's the difference in the sugya of dalsa kalim versus shiver kalim? Why by dalsa kalim you can move the door, can attach it, you can move the door. Shiver kalim, you cannot move it less than ma'im malacho. So it really leads to a question. The case of the door that came off from the box, our Mishnah, does the door have to have a use on Shabbos? Does the door have to have a use on Shabbos? Says Ritva, says the Taisi Rid, the Kamungan says, what's a Safa of a Mishnah over Shiver Kalim? It's coming to go tell you that does not need to have a use. The Chiddush's Agav Avim is part and parcel of the box. Just like the box is not Muksa, the door is like being part of the box, and the box is not muksa. Again, the box has the door has zero use. Atzad Hashani says the Miri, says Shitularan, says Rim Leo, Piskei Riaz, says what I mean. The door has a use. You put the door, you can sit upon it. You can use the door as a high chair tray for the kid. Has a use over here. And if the reason why the door over here is not muksa, it's not the suga. It's Ve'im Alocha. Has a use over here. Does have a use. So what is the case of the door by the case of the box? What is she does Rashi? Rashi by us, Kulcha Beis, when the Gemara discusses the sugya of Agav Avim, the Gemara is pointing out this, the idea of Agav Avim is what's the Chiddush of Shabbos versus Yimei Chol. Rashi is moisiv to that, says the side of the head of the door is Agav Avim. More what the Gemara says. That means the simple reading by Rashi by us is the door has no use. The reason why it's not muksa over here at the door, because if the box is not muksa, the door is part and parcel of the box, and therefore it's not muksa, it's tofel to it. There's another Rashi, Davkufcha Bovan Beis. Rashi on top writes, and he quotes our Mishnah, and Mishnah says the case of the Delos, Shayde Teva Mikdol Maises Imlad Matatal, says Rashi, you know why? Because the royal Yashiv Aleim has a use, he can sit upon it. You know why? Los Aleim is Zainis Lakotan. Use as a hygiene tray, serve a kid's food up top of this door. Rashi says the door has to have a use. They point out, Lechura, it sounds like Steve is Rashi, does the door have to have a use? And the Chunim grapple, how do you understand Rashi over here? Those who want to know, the Ikki Rashi is the beginning of the parak. I'm sorry, the Ikki Rashi is the end of the parak, it has to have a use. And the Rashi, the beginning of the parak, that's saying over here, Agavim is only a Fuki, the Seifo of Dal Sabayas. Why it's different over here. And some Sefer care, that's how till the Tulei Shabbos on Taina, Dikis Rashi in the Masechta. Rav Sharmberg, Mila Sefer, Mr. Shabbos Sefer care, Rashi, the beginning of the Masechta, is the Iker. And then it's going to see this of Yechon on Ein Shem, the Sugar, why Yechon might hold things that are different over here. Shom Zalm, the way he wants to answer, he wants to Taina, the end of the Sugar, a Kovcha Vavan Beis, Rashi is crossing case with Nan Oimin Leschaber. Nan Oimin to attach, don't have Agav Avim. That's the case you need very first Tamshus. Otherwise, Rashi Bas is the Mises Iker. So this is Shaila, how to read and understand Rashi. Do you need the door to be roi for something or not? Aloch l'maisa, does the door need to be roi for something? So the Olam saw the Taz, Sekon Ches, he's very clear. The reason why it's a Kli, says the Taz, just roi l'schaber im makli. Why is the door a kli? Could fit to be attached to something else. Says the Prima Godim, explains the Taz, Afopi she'enu roi klal l'mlocha acheres, has zero use. The loch is, it's agav avihim, and for this reason, l'maisa is not mukso. Has zero use. The sivus goes this way, the graz goes this way, the tila dovid, and the words of Mishnah Brewer is very clear by us of Kotin Lamed Hei. He writes, Afilu she'enu roi l'mlocha acheres klal, agav avihim is l'maisa a heter, come tell l'maisa it's not mukso. Tzad Hasheni, those who want to disagree, come over to Aruch HaShulchan and says, what do you mean the Shiva Kalim? Has to be roi from Malach over here. Has to have a use. Rav Moshe Tshuva, and Rechaim Chilab, hey, Simcha Beis, he writes Rabban and says, go Aruch LaMaiso, like the Aruch HaShulchan. Has to be roi from Malach. Shmir Shabbos Kulchotzi says, Toi Lahachmer, has to be roi from Malach for the other Rishonim. That means you have Machliks over here. Does the door have to have a use? Shlomo Zalman discusses this question, goes back and forth. V'Yashin discusses this question over here. That means to understand what our sugya is in the Lomdis, there are two ways to understand our sugya. There's one way that Agav Avihim is, that's the Seid of the Heter. That is the reason why it's more to the door. It's not just the Gemara's Chilik Yimechol versus Yimei Shabbos. That is the Seid of the Heter. Why is that? Muxa is a part and parcel of the box, number one. Deva comes out, what's the Chilik between the sugya Shiva Kalim versus Tal Sal Kalim? Very simple. The sugya Shiva Kalim has to be Roy Malacho. And Dalsal came the stuff of our Mishnah, even not related to Malacho, still Mais is not Mukso. Which comes out of the point on the massive Chiddush. You have a Kli and Shabbos that's Roy for nothing, and it's not Mukso. It's a Chiddush, massive Chiddush. That's the point, but that's a Chiddush. You have to realize, you got to stress, there's something that's useless on Shabbos, it's not Mukso. Because it's useless.
I'll. Door or
we'll get to the Machmirim or Chushuchna Moshe come with different Rishonim. They want Hanif a carrot. They said over here, it's not Muksa. Why? Shiva Kalim has to be Roy Me'im Malacha. Has to be some use to me. It's Mamas Asuka Shiva Kalim. What's the idea of Agav Avim? What says that's a Sophie. You may call versus Yimei Shabbos. Well, Agav Avim is come say why by Dasa Bais is different than the Sugya of Dasa Kalim. No, it's the same malacha, Shiva Kalim. They're coming out, but Moshe saying it's the sugya Shiva Kalim. What? That's okay. What? Well, no, not by Kaka. We'll get to why Kaka is different. Moshe and Kaka is not the way. I used to myself want even a special mission. What's the din of our mission over here? What's coming to go tell you? Either they come and tell you the Chiddush of why Bais is different, Mochomer. Or it's coming to go tell you, even according to Yehuda, the reed needs Me'im Malachton, here Me'im Malach Lamais is enough. We come and tell you, Maisa, don't make exertion. You talk over here. Fine. Different spots you can start grappling with. Maisa comes out, this chilik over here, does a door need to have a use or not? Numerous spots can be, if you follow the Mishnah Berurah, with the Ime, Taz, Prima Godim, do not need to have any use on Shabbos. However, numerous unlocked them want to go, like a Moshe or a Shulchan, then Maisa, you do need to have a use on Shabbos. To take one case and dwell into the heart of the sugya over here, the classic example everyone discusses is when you have a button that falls off your shirt. Is that like the case of a door that fell off a box? You walk in the street on Shabbos, you have your button, make it simple, the top button of your shirt fell off on the street, in your house. Your wife says, pick it up, put it on the side. After Shabbos, we won't say she'll sew it up, you know, I'll say that, dab it over, I'll take care of it after Shabbos. Right? You have to say, Belosh Remizo, she tells you, pick it up. And you're like, I just learned the sugya, what to go do now? What's the loch? Can you pick up this button that that's al kalim and therefore it's not mukso, it is mukso? So come on the Mincha Shabbos and he writes, Pashtus, you understand, it should be the same exact machlokes, Mishnah versus Aruch HaShulchan. According to the Mishnah Berurah, has no use. Fine. Maisa dal sal kalim, it's mutter. Go pick it up. According to Aruch HaShulchan, it has to have a use. Does the button have a use on Shabbos? What can you do with it? No one plays checkers with it, never saw that way. Has no use. If it has no use, l'chor, it's mukso on Shabbos. That's the first is for chit zayin. That's the chor is machloekis mishmur versus aruch hashulchan. You could say, what? Maybe we'll define some of it. I'll come out. The chor klalei psak. You tell me. It's about the kula. We start off in the beginning. Especially the mishmur atas prim gadam. Well, no, the ma'aser will be choshi. You should mind to be machmer. The ma'aser the svar is mikan lekan. Why that's not so? Come on, Ravosner. And Avada says he went to shmir shabbat kol chosoi. So the chur, there's more of a reason to be makel on a button more than the case of a door. Why? Because you're saying that halacha is that the door has to have a use. So a button has to have a use. Maisa, button does have a use. What? Let's say a button falls off your shirt. You can take the same place the button fell off in the middle of your shirt, put the material through, and put the button through, and it holds it. You want to see? Which one of my buttons did I do that to? Maisa, this button over here, I did that. It goes through and it works. It's mamish me'im alakta. I cut off the button last night. My kid wondered what I was doing. I showed my wife. She's like, what are you doing exactly? And I put it through. I go, so the Vosner, what do you mean? The Gemara says, Gemara has this case putting an oven inside a shirt, holding it together. It works. What do you mean? It's me'im alakta. It's gewaldic. And I don't think anyone clapped the whole time I was wearing a button special. It's roi melocho. It's If you're stuck, might as well go do it. I'll show you after you come. I'll cut off your buttons and do it to you. Fine. Yeah, again, any material you want to put through.
I need every drop of space.
Let's decide what he more make on a button. It's sad to be more machmer, gets about mamash with four different questions. How do you apply mamash the heart and soul of our sugya? What exactly is our kim tov here? One shot they get involved with, we're saying over here the door is going to be put back to the box. What does it mean the door being put back to the box? It means that it's aimed to put back, or it's roy to put back. Mice, the door is going back to the box. It's happening Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Your button. Come along with the Chaim Noan, brings down the Mincha Shabbos, he says, let's face it, the button might go back, if not this button, a different button. People have jars of buttons. They lose this button, they can take the bottom of the shirt. Do we have people are makbid to put this button back? Do you really care to put? What was the last time that button actually went back? When did it really happen that way? It might be roy. Was it oimid? Is it agavim? Is part and parcel of the kliovir? Says the Bechaim, no, it's not part and parcel. It's not the chetz itself. You want to tie now, if you have a button, sometimes women have special outfits with special buttons. That button fell off, you better put that button back. No, but in general, no, I cut off at the bottom. But in general, who says the idea of the button is the sort of is oimid or roy? Therefore, B'shal Mazamah, B'yashav, they want tainer. Our button is more to be machmer, because it might be roy, but it's not oimid that way. Atzad Hasheni, they want to argue. Two reasons. One of Sharm records B'shal Mazamah, B'yashav, he says, what are you talking about? We don't see anywhere the look has to be oimid that way. The words of Mishavua actually has a double lotion. He starts up by the gate of the sugya of a kli. He says, Oymin. He says, Roy. He says, Lashon Roy. It's Roy to put back. It was part of it. It's agavim. It never lost its shame. So why not? Why is it muxa for? Boy, the Archa Shabbos points out, today, it seems that, it used to be in those days, they were basically standard buttons. Come out very rare was the Muchad buttons. Now, every shirt has this different type of button. Every jacket has this type of button. Everyone, he says, if I get Lapi Ovei Mach, but make sure they get that button they put back. What's that fine? Maybe in Chaim Noah there's was mass populated specific type of buttons for everybody, but now every shirt has a different type of button and people can tell the difference. And Echanami, if you had that button, you put that one on and not a different one, because everyone looks a drop different and no one wants to be a drop different. That's one shail over here. How do you look upon the buttons? It's how the sugya of Oymid versus Roy. A second question over here is, we'll get the four questions. A second question over here is that something like by a door is very easy to put back. But let's say you need something that a umon to put back, a professional to put back. Is that now that the thing is ruined, and now you're creating something new? For example, a new button that was never attached to your shirt, and I plan to attach it tonight, a button that's moksa. Moksa machmas kufa, it has no use. So when the button came off, I need a umon to put back on, maybe that button is now destroyed from it, and the umon to put back on, and the chumra of a umon is different than the case of a door to a box. Door to a box, everyone can put back. Maybe yish l'chalik of a umon. There's a Tosafot read again on our Mishnah, coming and says, Yadim b'shan ha'sugyo, we want to tie an umon, won't have this het of agav aviyam, won't have the het of dalsa kelim. And therefore, get him shalom azalman, and of the yashiv, the chodeshoni, the maisna machmer. A case of a umon, if you put it back, it's as if the button is ruined, disconnected from the shirt, no agav aviyam. And there will be a case that's muksa. Again, they argue from two avenues. One is Scheinberg quotes Malach, or Chashabbos quotes Malach, he wants to bring it right from Rashi, not the way. So who cares? I'm going to put back. Agavim. Boy, you get involved with an interesting question. Is sewing a Maisa Uman? So it's a Zilban or Chashabbos, sewing is not a Maisa Uman. If you want to go like Taisa Reid, everyone to go do it. People might be lazy or don't appreciate it or take more time to go do it. But it's no big deal. Take a pot to go in and out. Any child can go do it. And no one can do that. Why we don't do that? Because you know, fine, we have other people who do it for us. Well, otherwise, not nichel neged of a ma'aseh uman. A third question upon how to define our halacha over here. We're discussing over here when this barakah, the door came off, so it's disconnected from the box. Let's say nishpu, it broke off from the box. If we need a mamash, a tikkun to misaken it. Not disconnected. Yeah, need a tikkun to misaken it. Says in Chaim No, Bigdal Mincha Shabbos, Tila David, they come on the Masopik, maybe something broken is different than a case that something is disconnected. Building upon this, those discuss maybe a Maisa Tvira is a Maisa Gomer, not Mitzah the Sugya of Uman. It's a case of being misaken something. Maybe Tikkun is different than disconnecting something. And they again, Mishal Mazalman of the Ashim, Maisa Lami Machmer. Tzad Hasheni, Sharmik says, would you see that? Or Chashabbos, like Vinaz Malach, they want to disagree over here. A fourth reason why to be Machmer, let's say a person connects the door to the box. What is a Yo'iver? The Gemara says, Shemi Tokin Issa Durabonim. The person who sews a button onto a shirt, what is a Yo'iver? And Issa Duraiso. So maybe the whole entire loch over here of Dasa Kalim is only negated to Sigurd of Durabonim, not Sigurd of Duraiso. Again, the Piskei Reed speaks out this chilek. Nifel Yashiv and Mesech Tachulun Nabayos, he might say he wants to be Machmer here. That no, we don't have a heter das kainim when something mitzad deraisi cannot attach it. Says the Mishnah Shabbos, what's the svar to mechalik? Who cares about bon deraisa? Says the Orcha Shabbos, no one brings down this chilik. What's the lumpus to mechalik over here? Mamashi taina. Therefore, they want to argue. Yeah, no. Fine. So come down the gate to button. They really are. Make Sakuma came out. There's one way to look at upon a very simple. The same machlok is Mishmur versus Orcha Shulchan. They have a shtamshus somewhere else or not. Mishmur says, do not need any other shtamshus. The Maisel is not mukso. Orcha Shulchan, the Maisel say it's mukso. That's one way. A second reason why it's better is Rav Osner. It's made malacha. The Maisel can do it. No problem here. Third is the fourth reason why it could be worse over here. That those who want taina, first of all, it might be not oime, but it's only roi. Number two, it might be need a Maisel umon. Number three, maybe need a ticking gum over here. Number four, mechab to the case of Abon versus the case of the Raisel. Therefore, the Achronim grapple very hard. How do you look at the case of Abon, which again gets the heart of Asuga? How do you find this halacha over here? Halacha l'maisa, the those who are machmer. But Moshe, they ask this question, he's machmer. Shlom Zalman, he's machmer. Abniyashiv, he's machmer. Abniyam and Zilba is machmer. Shmir Shabbat Chosse says, the maisa person, Toiv l'achmer, Zubi machmer. Atzad Hasheni, Tol Shmuel says, what do you mean? It's not really a halacha, maisa dalsa kein l'smoter. The Betzina says his motor, Rav Ozzah says his motor, Bi'omer, and therefore Scheinberg and the Orcha Shabbos, who brings down all the tainas, they end off to answer all the tainas, and Maisa's motor. Orcha Shabbos and Maisa ends off his motor. Maisa Mugla's form is Machlokes HaShokel. Machlokes HaShokel, what to go do over here? Machlokes HaShokel, what to go do? About the people who try to work upon the levels of Yadus, Frishus, Chajikol Das Yach V'Yachid, Loch is about to be Machmer. Again, the Kolayb Sakis, served up on the gate to Muksa after you learn the Sugya, if you came out that way, there's what to be Semachal on the person to be Makel over here. Which way? Sexing Lachumra or Sexing Lachula? Why is Sexing Lachumra? We have four reasons to be Machm over here. Right, so that's each another reason. That's Fexing Lachumra. In Kolam, that's Fexing Lachumra. So then you have a Savik with a Savik, that's what it is. Do you really think I've had a Shemir Kalim? I don't know. Adda says he went to Shemir Shabbat with Chosai and he said he agreed with him, he'll put in the new prints. Maisa is not in the new prints. Rav Adda writes in the Sefer Yirmiyahu Avraham says that Shemir Shabbat told him to put it in the new prints. It's not in the new prints. Now I say, if so, let's take now this. We want to go back to certain cases we said beforehand. In the case of the broom with the brush, Luchua has all the column. You don't need an umon. It's not a case of being broken over here. It's chaser to that mokum over here. The Chora will be back to Machloikis. Nichla sugya, I think nichla geda of safsel, not the sugya of dalsa kalim. Let's say a person, when he has, the handle falls off a box. So again, the handle put back on the box, the handle itself, not the door. So the handle put back, again, you don't need the umon, it's not broken over here, so it goes back to the makam. Chorth pens, it has to be with any shimush. According to Aruch HaShulchan, won't have heter on Shabbos, not in the case of a door. Called the Mishmul Maisa would have heter. Your band falls off the watch. So again, you have a couple of questions to discuss. Number one, put a band back, usually in the Maisa Umon. So the Maisa, those who want to be Machav, Liashu, Shal, Mazalman, they need the Maisa Umon, won't have heter Dalsal Kalim, won't have the heter of a band. The Aruch HaShabbos bring down the keys of the band, they said the Maisa is Mutter, the Shi Dalsal over here. But you get involved with it, they have another use. Aruch HaShabbos, the Shittos, he says, you not need another use like the Mishnah Berurah. According to Moshe's Chetzal Aruch HaShulchan, the band would be mukzah over here. A person, the crown of the tooth falls out. False teeth fall out. Right? So it's Agav Avim, the person itself. The person not mukzah, the thing itself, is that mukzah or not? Aruch HaShabbos, the Shittos, you bring down from Yolos HaShachar, Maisa's Dasa Kalim. The crown falls out. Mamash once by Sherbro, because it happened to me, Mamash, my tooth fell out, my fake tooth, so, and didn't know what to go do with it. Okay, I was upset at my side, I thought it was Muxa. You can get involved in the Sugubia, what to go do with it? But I said, get involved in a couple of questions. You need an Uman to put back. Do you have a heter? Or Shabbos, Slash Tosa, is Makel. Shemajam will be Ash, my son, asses. Does it have an other use? I think it has no other use in Shabbos. Come on, my colleagues, Mishmu, verse Archa Shulchan over here. For some odd reason, I have chairs in my house, the screws keep coming out. They fall down on the floor on Shabbos. The chair you can use, there are five screws, they keep coming out. Are the screws mukzah on Shabbos? How do you look upon it? So again, those who are tiny, that's not Kalim. Mark tells me, screw fell up, pick it up and put it on the side. Again, according to Mishnah Berurah, you're right, the screw has no other use on Shabbos. L'chura, you can argue the point, no other use. According to Aruch HaShulchan, L'chura, you have a bayah, no other use, Ma'aseh, Shiva Kalim, no other use, it's mukzah on Shabbos. The gate of glass is breaking on Shabbos. Now, there are numerous ways how glasses can break. The Sefer Shalma Yehuda, he brings down 6 yesoidus in glasses and 13 different ways how your glasses can break. 13 different ways. Let's take just 2 of them how they can break. Take one. First case is, you have your glasses and the temple came off. Just the handle came off. One handle came off. How exactly do you look upon that? What is that? Can you wear it, the glasses, without the temple? Go to Yeshiva, you'll say, yes, you can. You can. L'chor, what is that? I think it's the chalagera of Dasa Kalim. If the handle came off on Shabbos, she let him move the handle over here. And therefore, the Emek HaTshuva of Simcha Bon brings down the cipher. My Dasa Kalim is not Muksa. Get involved, they have another use on Shabbos. Don't have roots to scratch yourself. He's loading back and forth. I said, in the Orcha Shabbos, he says, what do you mean? To wear glass like that is only Mishas Atchak. Nechalagera of a Safsal over here. Shem Yisakin over here. One time, Nechalagera of a Safsal. That means where are glasses over here when one temple comes off? It's a safsel, and it's klom, it's mukso, or is it nechlas sugar dalsa kalim? We have to go through the klom. Depends how what came out. It gets involved with the screw came out, it broke. Depends how what happened. Usually the screw comes out, it's not umon. Another example he speaks out, the lens pops out. Lens. So before the lens comes out, can you wear your glasses missing one lens? Can you wear, pick up one lens? The Pashas, that's the case of a Safsal. Shmei Shabbos and Mekachuva says, Nichol get of a Safsal. I got my seat, the big nano of Osner. He says, no, that's Dasa Kalim. Why can you wear it that way? So the whole thing's not Muksa over here. Again, it's a massive Kiddush. Again, it's a Shigal Nas question. If you're stuck and you can't see, I Mamash can't see without my glasses, what would you do? I'd use it. So if you'd use it. What? Neither one of Muksa. Maybe. Another case, let's say a person has a diamond ring, and the diamond falls out of the ring, which happened to my Rebbetzin on Chalamoid. Her husband was in the hospital, the diamond fell out of the ring. And Maisha, which one's worse? Wow, you're so sweet. So Maisha, it fell out. Let's say it happened on Shabbos. The diamond's on the floor. So he wants a taino that your wife says, pick it up, and you tell your wife, no, you can't, it's mukzah on Shabbos. That's his taino, sorry, kiss over here. So first of all, get involved with an interesting question. My wife right now is walking around with a ring with no diamond inside, past couple of weeks. So is it the yalom is a diamond, the dalsus of the box of the ring over here? So Felder, says of Yaakov Stern, they start clearing who is the Iker, who is the Tuffel. Is this Dal Sar Kalim? I know, but she's wearing it. It's there. In fact, let's say the door is more expensive than the box. You can tell me now the door is the Iker. Maisa, the ring is there. The basis is there. Interesting question. Maisa, I see the same Yishma Moshe. Yeah, they ask this question, Numis Gedolim, how do you look at a diamond falls out of a ring? Gets about another interesting shaila, is a diamond not in a setting, is it muksa or not? Why is it muksa? Very good. You said no, he says yeah, perfect. So fine. So the interesting shaila, how do you look at something that means money when you put it inside something, into a necklace? Once it's inside a necklace, not muksa, otherwise in the floor it is muksa. Why? It's only a barter system, it's muksa makmas kufai. A diamond that's not inside anything, is that just money? Has value? Or is it an evan, a rock? Oh no, that's be'etzim, it's jewelry that has to be put inside. Is it noy? Is it a rock or noy? I think it depends if it's a man or a woman. But Maya said, what is that? It's a great question. How do you look at a diamond? And the newest place going on tiny is the nichol neged of noy. No, he's not moksan Shabbos. Yesh v'yesh. That's sivches. Sivches is sugya of dal sabayis. That means the Mishnah is mamshach. Instead, you have a case over here of when you have the door that comes off the case of the karko, then it's muksa. Why is it muksa? Says the Mishnah, lefi she'eino min ha-mukhon. It's not min ha-mukhon. What does that mean, eino min ha-mukhon? The way Rashi explains in the Mishnah, eino kli. A door that comes off from a house is not a kli. Brought down by the Ritva, by Miri, the Ran, it's not a kli. That's what the Graz brings down, a door from a house, not a kli. But this will be quicker, maybe 5 minutes, okay? Is it okay? Is it Seder? Okay. Maybe 10 minutes. Atzal Hasheni, the Rambam, when he says over this halacha, brought down by the Magen Avraham by us, he says, Afalpi, it is Kalim, the door, but it's not Muchen the total. That means, what is the reason the Seder alumnus of why a door of Karkal is different than the door of Metatlim? Rashi says ain't a kli. Rambam says it is kalim, but not muchel the total. That's how the Mishmur brings down, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, the Losh of the Magen Avraham. Is there a machlokes Rashi versus the Rambam? So Bez Hashem will get to Sif Yud. Mishmur will bring down the Magen Mishnah that says it's a machlokes and there'll be a nafkamino. Can we have to learn the Sif Yud? Ma'isat HaShem and the Chavnish says there's no machlokes. They're looking at the same thing two different ways. Where Rashi is looking in upon it, since it's Tashmish of Mechuber, it's not a Kli. Mashiach, the Rambam is saying, since that Mukhla Tiltul has a get of Mukhs over here, they're saying the same idea, using two different words in semantics, which again, we'll have to get to Nafkamino to learn the Sugya in Sif Yud. The obvious question is why in the world is a door not Mukhla Tiltul? We open and close doors. The Taz says, the case of a window, brought down in the Shrua that comes out, the screen that comes out, is not Mukhla Tiltul. Therefore, it comes out the door on Shabbos, the window on Shabbos, and Mukhla Teltel. What do you mean? We move the screen and window up and down. We metaltel it. We open and close the door. Yeah. But again, let's take a case of the door. The door, we open and close. Not Mukhla Teltel. Of course, the Mukhla Teltel. Says Shlomo Zalman B'Yashiv, this Teltel Ligamri, the Teltel Mimiksas. The fact that you move something a little bit does not make it into the shame cleave that a Teltel Ligamri. That means the fact that you can open and close a window does not mean you can move from place to place. The idea of tiltul means a tiltul gamri. Now, when this door, Maisa, fell off on Shabbos, we're saying by the case of a door of a box, is it roi for another shimush or not? Let's say the door of a house is roi for another shimush. You can sit upon it. You can use it as a tray to serve food. When now that make it ois muksa, shivik kelim, can be mukhl and total over here. A door that came off of a house is a muksa. Says the Magen Avraham, the reason why I said it's still muksa, migit is katsoy ben ashmosos, it's katsoy le klu yomai. That means even though it has a shtamshus, there's a migo over here, it's still muksa. Maisa, Mishmur did not go like the Magen Avraham, he quotes up Kivegera, and says a different reason why it's muksa. Why? Agav avihen. You have to realize that the idea of Agav Avihem, Mishmur is saying, using it as a kula and a chumra. The reason why by Dasa Kalim is not muksa, you know why? Because a box is not muksa, Agavim makes this clear that it's not ready for anything not Muxo. Says Mishpul Kivegar, Dalsa Banyas, even though it is ready for something, but since the house is not Muxo Teltol, Agavim, now the door is also not Muxo Teltol. That means he took the idea of Agavim, Lakula, and Lachumra, the Mishpul. A Kiddush over here, Pshad, and the Sugyo. The Sugyo is not really saying that. Yeah. No, like the house. As a level of muksa like the house. Agavavim. That means to just make practical cases, the handle falls off the door on Shabbos. Can you move the handle of the door on Shabbos? It's like the door fell off. People's handles fall off. The lock is, it's muksa. Not shayla, it's a lot of muksa. That's our Mishnah. Dals is like a karko. Handle that falls off the door is muksa. The faucet falls off the sink, or the handle of the faucet falls off the sink. Is it mukso? That's mamish dalsa akarko. Avada is mukso. The tris, you have a box, the door falls over, something fell off. Then avada is chelik of the karko. Avada is mukso. Sometimes, what? If it's, so the interesting question, if it's nichlas suga, it gets about suga, how do you look at these filter pieces? The chur can argue stark, it's a chelik of the house now. And then it comes out, it comes off in mukso, or say vakar, it's gisa kelim, it's made to come off in Agar Shtark, there was now chelik of the karko. That's an interesting question, I had to look upon it. You can sometimes go to the bathroom. I was in Kilis Bnei Torah, in Rav Ruman Shul, I went to the Sheritim, and the toilet seat was disconnected. It was on the floor, it was disconnected. Are you is that toilet seat now mukso? Or can you put it on top and use it, in your house? The toilet seat that's disconnected, is that mukso or not? So when I had the shaila and kilis my Torah, I walked upstairs, went to Reuben, Aruch Shabbos, and I asked him, is it mukso? Tell me, Pashis, it's dalsa akarko. Dalsa akarko is mukso. So I asked him, so, would you give a clap in the bimo, or go, I just go downstairs and stand by the bathroom, tell everyone not to put it back on. I'm sure other people after to put it on, go use it. Tell me, I don't have to go do that. I said, why? Right, what? Fine. Didn't answer. Don't have to. Maybe everyone knows halacha, maybe it's Pashit. The Ma'aseh of the Chodeshani says, so we get a couple of shots. First of all, I don't think it's covered up, yes. I think it's more because you feel more convenient. The other bathrooms also. First of all, there are five other bathrooms. Also, I'm not sure Nichol Klolim covered up, yes. But the Ma'aseh of the Chodeshani writes that you're allowed to put it on top and use it. He writes, you're allowed to. So he wrote to him, Echab Nechab, we wrote to him and asked him, Ma'aseh, why is that so? Why is that Nichol get a Dalsa Karko? So he wrote back to us, to Moshev Zer Roy Lashimosh, this thing has its own use and not part of what's being connected, and therefore it's not Muxan Shabbos. If you tell me what those words mean, please tell me. I don't know what the words mean. We asked him and he went back, not a problem. There is no shemesh on it. Again, you think it has a shemesh another way. This is Shiva Kalim. I don't think so. Fine. Myself, others who is a question of Neventel, or I'm just a captain of the safe, and he brings it down to Simcha Bonim. They bring down the Myself, it's not Mukso. We can't put it there at Shema Yitoka. Just like over here, it says, can't put the door on top at Shema Yitoka. I'll stick your second Yitoka. I think the third option is correct. Like a Ruman says, and I see Locha Mukso, or the Sham Menachem Peske Juvis goes, it's Mukso. It's Mamash the case over here. Of Dalsa Karko. I mean, you have three options. How do you look at a toilet seat? Is it not Mukso? Is it Mutal Tiltul? You can put it on top. Only a Bayam says Shemi Yitoka. Or I think it's Mamash Dalsa Karko. Might say case over here, it's Mukso.
Is it a toilet
called
a clean that's attached to the
Karko? Yeah, it's Karko. It's not Mukal Tiltul. Not Mukhla, you can't move it. Not Mukhla, no. Now, sometimes, let's say a person goes to the Sheritim and the door of the stall is off. So, the lock is to put it in front of you, about it, that's Dasa Karko. Let's say the whole week the door of the stall is off, and every time a person goes, he puts it in front, takes it off, puts it in front. Can you go do that on Shabbos? So, the Chaz Nishna, Chaim Simon Vov, discusses this case. A door of a store of the bathroom. What exactly? How do you look upon it? The gets of Amos beside the sugar being miyachirit. Sugar of Yichud is the designation to bring something in front of it, not being a door here. Well, I say it's more turn. It gets about the sugar of Yichud, which you'll have to go learn how to apply that practically. One last point is that when we're saying the idea over here of the Dalsas, had a getter like either Karko or like the Metaltalim. How far did it take it? For example, let's say a fan, machlokes a fan, klishamach is a klishamach lantern. Let's call klishamach is like the Erev Shabbos. The screen comes off. The screen is now a das is a kli. Just like the screen itself, the fan is klishamach iser. Do you look at the screen of being what? Says the Erev Shabbos, chayim not before and ready, that the idea of dalsus is it's like the ikur. If the ikur is klishamach iser, that also is a klishamach iser. For example, let's say this kli over here is muksamach with sarnkis. The door comes off, and no, you're not makbid about it. You don't care about this door over here. Do you say over here that's agava viyam and therefore chsarnkis or not? Says Tildavid, says Mechaim, no. That agava viyam means it's like part and parcel of the thing. If the box is chsarnkis, then the door is chsarnkis, and gami not makbid upon it. Now, what's the lochas of chsarnkis? That's Bezeshem on Sunday. That's lochum.